RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Almost a couple of weeks ago, it was the 60th anniversary of the start of the establishment of the Marsden Point Oil Refinery. And it was about exactly 60 years minus 2 years to the day, so 58 years later, that people got their notice that the Marsden Point Refinery was going to be, well, more than mothballed, decommissioned. In fact, we'll get the word from Carl Barkley from Operation Good Oil. And his mission is to buy back control of Marsden Point. And Carl is with us. Hi, Carl. So it's more than decommissioning, more than that. It was kind of wrecking it, was it?
Yeah, well, decommission it would have been nice because we could have started it back up again. But unfortunately, they've been doing a bit of destruction and we're in the process of trying to stop that.
Yeah, how's that going, by the way?
The shareholding's not as high as I'd like it. We were up at 53%, just under, and we've gone back to 48 at the moment, but somebody's obviously sold a few shares there. And
when you say we, is that New Zealand?
The general public shareholders in New Zealand, yeah.
Right, okay, all right.
We're the biggest group at the stage that own the shares. So.
60th anniversary. That's a long stretch by our lifetimes anyway.
Well, it's pretty damn good for an industry in New Zealand that's managed to keep going for that long, 58 years, 2 years ago when they shut it down. No reason to shut it down. People said it was uneconomic and too small, but it was providing this country with high-quality fuel and bitumen for 58 years. There was no reason to close it.
I haven't come across anyone yet, and we've talked to quite a few people, including an energy expert, and no one can think of, apart from that's what the shareholders wanted, a good strategic or sensible or common sense reason why it was taken out.
Well, I tried to stand for the board at the recent annual shareholders meeting on 30th of April, and I had a resolution to stop them from destroying it and to get me voted on the board, and they told the shareholders to vote against me. That's how the board works. So right. I'm pretty sure what the board's done as far as having a complete support from the shareholders to close the thing down possibly wasn't true, and we need to have an inquiry into that.
So when you say told the shareholders, they did, are you referring to that percentage of New Zealand shareholders that you just mentioned or other shareholders?
Well, the whole shareholding, they said they had 75% support
closing
the refinery down. And I don't think the shareholders were told the full story. And when you look at the book that they put out when that was happening, it said vote in favour. When you got the shareholders and you're telling them to
vote, you're not supposed to tell them what to do, are you?
No, exactly. And they did exactly the same with the ASM when they told them not to vote for me, to vote against myself and my resolution to stop the destruction and get a qualified engineer to look at it and tell us what damage had been done and what time and cost it would cost to get the thing operating again. And I've been talking since to an engineer that's been involved with the place up till recently who seems to think it's quite feasible to try and get the place going again.
Okay.
We need it for our fuel security. If World War III strikes off, we're finished. The fuel will stop coming here very, very quickly, like 8 days.
Yeah. Less than 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, the 2 weeks they talk about, it's always at sea. There's ships coming here. It's 8 days supply here. I think Shane Jones said recently it was down to 6 days.
Boy, that's scary.
5 million people on 6 days fuel supply is madness.
Reckless. Okay, well, I have talked to Shane Jones on this program about Marsden Point, and he seemed pretty determined to get it back. That was my impression. I can't remember his exact words, but what are your impressions about him and New Zealand First and their influence? Because this is a national security issue, isn't it?
New Zealand First and the national government are talking about green hydrogen and sustainable aviation fuel. They're not talking about petrol, diesel, jet fuel and bitumen. The refinery as such will not be operating under this government. They do not want to carry it on. Part of the WEF is to decarbonise the world, and how you do that is you shut down oil refineries.
Yeah, but as soon as that 6 days run out, there's going to be pitchforks in the street, mate.
Oh, I'm sure. Bring it on. Sooner the better. And people will wake up to what I'm actually trying to say. Hopefully I'm heading to Mystery Creek Trail Days. Last year I got trespassed off the place for trying to hand out pamphlets telling people about what was going on. That's how stupid the people are in this country.
And every machine on the farm basically runs on diesel or petrol.
Oh, most of them are running on diesel. A few motorbikes run on petrol, and there's all the contractors and transport businesses as well associated with the agricultural sector. And that's without looking at anything else.
That threat of some sort of conflict cutting off fuel supplies seems more real every day from what I hear in the news.
Well, what's happening over with the Americans talking about getting closer to the Russian borders through the European countries there puts pressure on the crude oil going to the Asian refineries, and that's puts pressure on whether New Zealand's going to get fuel or not. If there's not enough crude oil going to those refineries, the rest of the world's going to be struggling, and 5 million people are going to, nobody's going to be thinking about us way down the bottom of the South Pacific.
Yeah, well, if it kicks off, no ship is going to get insurance.
Exactly. Yep. You won't be shifting fuel products around, which is one of the most highly sought after and most dangerous goods to be shifting.
All right. So you're urging still people to buy shares in Channel Infrastructure, formerly the NZ Refining Company, as a way of having some sort of influence, though if they're all going to vote how they're told, how much influence can anyone have?
Well, I'm encouraging my campaign for the last 12 months has been trying to get the general public to buy just 100 shares, and we were hoping to get a big number of doing that, but that hasn't really happened to the extent I'd like it. So I'm now challenging all businesses in this country that need fuel for their survival to buy 10,000 odd shares. You know, get serious about your future. If we don't get this thing going, I hate to say what's going to happen in this country.
Why do you think there's such apathy, Carl?
Well, I think a lot of people have been affected by an experiment that's dumbing them all down.
It's like, you know, your classic scene at the waterhole, you know, the antelopes there drinking has no idea that coming up behind it.
Exactly.
Is this, you know, this lion or something, and then it's too late.
Well, I'll go to the field days this week and everybody will be looking like it's really good, but I'll be talking to people and they'll be saying we're struggling, because I was down at Waimumu Southern Field Days back in March and they said there was not much business happening.
Okay. Already noticeable, that's what you say. Okay, and what are people saying to you as you go around the country? I saw your vehicle in Wellington a while back. I didn't see you, but I saw your vehicle because it's hard to miss.
Yeah.
What are people saying? Are they agreeing with you? Are you opening their eyes to this?
I'm opening the ones that can be open, and a lot of people are saying keep going, but we need to hit a bigger target, or we need to hit the general public. Somehow the general public needs to know. So hopefully I get to have my say at Mystery Creek, or I'll just park out on the road like I did last time. I'm organising some bigger billboards to go up. So
okay,
watch this space.
All right. And if people want to know more, Carl, give us the website.
OperationGoodOil.co.nz is probably the easiest way to find me, or Carl Barkley on Facebook, or buying back controlling shares of Marsden.
Right. Okay. Well, good luck at the field days. If anything happens, let us know. Okay. I want to know if you're like thrown out or shut out or you get in. It'll be interesting to hear how it goes.
If anybody's got one of my yellow T-shirts, the Marsden Point T-shirts, please join me at the field days and encourage people to talk about it. And if I can't hand out pamphlets, just tell them to photograph the T-shirt. The details are on there. If you see my van parked up on the side of the road around Mystery Creek, get a photograph of it. The details are on it there.
You must have done a few Ks, Carl.
I'd hate to say. Every time it's $1,000 a month in fuel bill. So I've got a couple of generous people give us a donation now and again. So,
all right. So thanks for updating us, Carl. Good luck, like I said, the field days, and people won't miss your van. I'm telling people. You won't miss Carl's van. It'll be obvious.
They saw it last year. They'll see it again this year. Have you talked to Shane Jones? If you've got contact with him, tell him to come and talk to us. You know, I'm a shareholder. I'm the person that's trying to be the representative for the general public shareholders. This oil refinery needs to be taken back by the people in New Zealand. Get the oil companies out of it. We've got enough suppliers around this country. We don't need the oil companies. And one thing we really need to do is get Z Energy back in the hands of the government. That used to be our pension fund that got sold to Ampel Australia.
Yeah.
And the condition of purchase was you closed our refinery down. The government had no right to sell our pension fund and no right to sign a deal that forced our refinery to be shut down.
No, some would say it was a kind of treacherous act.
Yeah, but it's a treacherous act by all politicians, because the opposition hasn't done anything to stop it from happening. And they certainly haven't stopped Channel Infrastructure from going ahead with what they're just doing to destroy the place. There's going to be a crane arrive shortly to take out the hydrocracker and start wrecking the place. And Shane Jones's inquiry is not going to stop that. He needs a High Court injunction to stop them if he wants to be honest to the people of New Zealand.
We'll pass it on, Carl.
Thank you very much. I'll wait for bated breath.
Yeah, good luck with that. We'll send him your number, okay?
He's had that plenty of times, don't worry.
Okay. Carl Barkley, Operation Good Oil, thanks for coming on RCR, and we'll be interested to hear how it goes at the field days for you.
I'll catch up with Bryce and them from Groundswell. I presume they're going to have a site again this year.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, say hi from us.
Yep.
All right, Carl, thank you.
Thank you much. God bless. Bye.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.